I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
A new report from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service clearly shows just how much hunters and anglers contribute to the American gross domestic product. I'll share some specifics when we return, but first.
For those who just can't wait for Black Friday, head over to Fleet Farm today for great Black Friday Now deals. Like a free battery pack with Milwaukee heated jackets, in-store only. Or 40% off all men's field and forest flannel. And don't miss our trick-or-treating event on Saturday, October 28th from 10 till noon. With treats for the first 200 kids and gift cards for best costumes. Enjoy Black Friday savings now at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last week released its 2022 National Survey of Fishing, Hunting, and Wildlife-Associated Recreation, a survey that says hunting and fishing contributed $145 billion to the U.S. economy. In human terms, 39 million people, about 15% of the U.S. population 16 years and older, participated in recreational fishing last year. 14 million people, or 5.5% of U.S. citizens age 16 and older, participated in hunting. A demographic point surprised me. Although white people comprise the vast majority of license holders, another group actually buys more licenses as a percentage of population. Last year, fishing was most popular among Asian Americans, who had a participation rate of 20%. Whites participated at a rate of 17% and African Americans at a 12% rate. There were similar rates among hunters. 6% of the nation's white population went hunting last year, while 7% of Asian Americans went hunting.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.